Blog Talk Radio.
Day I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. I've opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor. Gonna greet him with a smile. And shake the hand of a stranger. Sit and talk to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself. I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah.
Might just remember some prayer of the storms and it's around and stuff like that. So let me give you a call number to the program. It is 516-418-5997. I would appreciate talking to you. So we got some callers ahead of you, but we'll try to squeeze in. So let's go ahead and talk about squeezing in. Let's start with the first caller. 111, you're on our.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking the call.
No problem. How can I help you?
Please. So my question, please, is I and I'm sorry. I want to know if this man, whatever he said, were we went for hearing, when they call him on the phone? Was that documented?
Yes.
And did am I getting any type of, you know, from the documentation?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, all right.
Well, what am I getting?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have that information.
Okay, now another thing. Do you see any type of, like, law coming in to get the man who made this happen, the other brown man?
I don't think so for a while. I mean, I do think they do charge him, but it's not going to be right away.
Do you see me getting any form of ticket from what he said or some kind of concern?
No, I don't see that.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
All right. You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. You have a great night. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call as soon as my switchboard decides to work for us. 510, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. This is Tasha. I want to know, when do you see me and Huey becoming close, as far as in a relationship, if you see that?
Okay. Yeah. Have you, like, been, like, just not been able to focus on anything?
Yeah. Well, I'm trying
okay.
to move. I don't know what he's trying to do.
Right. They're trying to move on. Yeah. I feel like it's a good break. You guys, it's not gonna work. So, but you know, somebody else is in your path, but not until the end of the year. So.
Oh, you don't see me him being in a relationship?
I do. See that? I just don't see it happening until about December.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you can go out for dates and stuff like that, get to know each other a little more.
Okay. Oh,
but
until December.
But I do see you guys together.
Okay.
So, but with any relationship, you're gonna have problems, you know. But
mm-hmm.
you know, I see you've been able to work through those.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. Have a great evening. All right, bye-bye.
You too.
Okay, let's go ahead and take another 111 call. You're on Earth, and hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. How can I help?
I want to know if you see me getting a job next month.
Yes. I'm not sure where it is, but you definitely have a job. It'll be next month.
Do you think it might be early next month or late next month or?
It looks early, about maybe the middle of the month. But it's a really good job for you. I mean, it's something really opening up for you. So it's going to be put you in a better position you're in now. So. All right. All
right. It did.
Okay.
Do you know what kind of...
I appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and take 551. You're on Earth. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How can I help
you? I was just calling to see what did you see as far as me moving?
I'm not seeing you move until it looks like about June or July, about the end of June.
This year?
Yes, this year, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're probably wondering, okay, where's the money going to come from?
Is it in the same state?
I feel like it is in a different state. I feel like whatever you're supposed to do in this state, you know, is done so you can move on to something better. And something fun. I just see it being a really fun job for you. So, all right?
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's go to 347. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you tonight?
I just wanted to ask you, this week, someone that I've spoken to you about before, I really care about him still. We kind of got together at work, and I felt like we still care about each other after we got together. I'm not talking about going out on a date or anything, but we, like, flirted and, like, you know, we, like, got together. So right now, he, I think, went away for Memorial Day weekend. So I just wanted to know, I haven't spoken to him since he went away, and I won't see him again, I guess, till Wednesday. I just wanted to know if he's thinking about me or if he's, like, swimming around with, like, other girls or if he's seen, like, other running. If he's around other women right now, if he's thinking about me.
Yeah.
Maybe he's being loyal.
He's being loyal. He hasn't been with anybody else except with you. So that's a good thing. That's what you want me to be saying, that everything will work out. I you know, just see guys getting closer and closer. The problem with the relationship is communication. And, I mean, that's what's in a relationship. You have to have communication or you don't have anything because you're not knowing what the other party's going to do or say or anything like that. So, but, everything's going to be okay down the line. So, all right?
It's true. Yeah, he doesn't communicate with me. That's the problem. He doesn't he doesn't talk to me. He doesn't let me in his life.
Yeah.
At all. He doesn't communicate, let me know what's going on in his head. So it's like I have to talk to you and ask you what's going on with him. And I told you I might leave the job. And I worry about if I leave the job, like, will that totally just end us, you know? Because then we really won't see each other every day like we do because we work together.
Right. Yeah. I'm not sure on that. I'm not picking up on that.
All right. You don't see, like, what will happen if I leave between he and I?
I don't see you leaving the company. So you guys would still be working, you know, and seeing each other. But, you know, you just need to open up to him and just say, hey, you know, you're not talking to me. I don't know what's going on with you. And, you know, I deserve better than this. So he has to be willing, you know, for the consequences. You know, he might just walk, you know, when bad happens. But, you know, you just need to focus on him and just what Stuart wants to do in your lives. Oh, okay?
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good evening. All right.
You too. Okay.
We are almost out of time. 30 minutes goes by really fast. So I appreciate everybody that called in tonight. I love you guys. We will be back on air sometime tomorrow. I'm not sure yet when. So, all right. Like I said, follow us. You'll get reminders when the show is on. All right. I appreciate you guys so much. And thank you for, you know, praying for me as I pray for you, and, you know, we will all make it through. All right. You guys have a good evening. Bye-bye.